Executive Mayor of Govan Mbeki Municipality, Ubaphlangani Phuzuma, joins me now on the line. And let's just hear on his side what is actually happening within the municipality. Executive Mayor, good evening and welcome to Rise FM in 60 Minutes.
Good evening, Andile, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much, Executive Mayor, for actually joining us. Now, Mayor, the DA in the municipality has written to your office numerous times and seeking answers on what could be the issue with the water crisis in the municipality. Do you care to just give us an insight on actually what is the municipality doing to ensure that there is water within the municipality?
No, thank you very much, Andile. Firstly, we must indicate that we do not really account to a political party. We account to the people. And we have been giving what we have as a means of communication to the people. And at this point in time, I think everybody knows that we do not purify our own water. We get water from rainwater. And whenever rainwater has challenges, they will therefore inform the municipality. And then after that, we'll inform the communities. Unfortunately, in the past 3 or 4 weeks, rainwater had a serious breakdown where they had one of their substations blown, and they had to do maintenance on the Eskom site. And that maintenance was completed about two weeks ago. Whereas we didn't have water, and we did communicate this to our communities. And it was not only Govan Mbeki affected, it was various municipalities, which include the 3 metros in Gauteng and few other municipalities that are supplied by rainwater. So up to so far, the rainwater team is currently working on means to ensure fully charging the system so that it can be able to supply each and every board. But because of the high demand from all of us as municipalities and our consumers, that is why we have the current challenge that we are having.
Speaking about Randwater, Executive Mayor, there are actually allegations that the municipality has not been paying Randwater its full amount as per the agreement. Could this be true, and why has the municipality been failing to pay Randwater? So, because the allegation also stems as Randwater could be this could be the challenge for Randwater to provide water within the municipality.
The first thing that we must indicate is that rainwater is currently not throttling any municipality. The only reason I have put forward is the same reason that I have given. But it is very surprising, Andile, that a councillor which serves in the same municipality will come to a platform like this and lie, you see, because it means that if Govan Mbeki is not delivering the service, the councillor is responsible for not delivering the service.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the executive mayor that has to pay Eskom, it's the municipality which includes that particular councillor. It is no lie that Govan Mbeki owes about 800 million rand to Randwater, which we have an arrangement on to paying that particular debt. But at the current moment, we have an arrangement, and that arrangement, we are servicing it. Last year, I led a delegation to meet with the board, and we reached an agreement that we're going to pay a certain amount. We have been paying 6 million rand every week towards Randwater. And the team that was mandated to go and talk to Randwater today, led by the municipal manager, reaffirmed that particular contract and furthermore made further commitments that are going to be realized in the future. So at this moment, we do not have any bad blood between ourselves and Randwater.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, it's very disturbing to hear that a political party will be engaging with an institution of government, outside government.
Mm-hmm.
We have a contract as the municipality with Randwater. There's no DA that has contract with Rainwater. Therefore, they can't be sourcing information on our behalf. It's not allowed. It's not supposed to be.
Executive Mayor, I just want to read a WhatsApp text here from one of the residents, Uzandile Mtweni. She is in Bethal. She says it's been more than 8 days since they haven't had water, and there has been no communication from the municipality in regards to when is the water going to come back. And she also says that the municipality is not helping communities even with providing any tankers. That's what she's saying. What is the... so far with regarding to providing water to the municipality, to the community, what is the municipality actually doing something to give the community some water?
No, there are water tankers that have been released by the municipality, both our internal water tankers and those that are released by or that we have hired through service providers. The only problem that we are trying to resolve for now is the control of those particular tankers, because we have found out that some of them will get blocked before they reach certain areas by residents, and they obviously help themselves into the available resource of water, which they do need, obviously. But the problem is getting it to certain communities, which is something that we are trying to work on. Then the issue of they've not had water for 8 days, I can confirm, since I've said that the breakdown that had been there in Rainwater was over 3 weeks ago, and it's been days in different communities. There's a different period because some of the communities, as we speak, they do have water.
Now, there was an IDP meeting at Lilongwe yesterday, and we understand that the MMC and also yourself, Mr. Nthani Pozuma, did not avail yourself to the community to actually give them reason to actually talk to them and give them reasons and understanding to what is actually happening within the municipality. If I may ask, Executive Mayor, why didn't you take the accountability of actually going to meet communities and address what is happening within the municipality?
I will repeat again, Andile, in saying I do not account to the DA. I cannot be invited by the DA to a meeting that I scheduled. It was the IDP schedule came from the council. It's led by the executive mayor. The deployments are done by the executive mayor. I agree that there was supposed to be an MMC who was deployed, which is the MMC Zwane, who was supposed to be there. Unfortunately, he could not make it to the meeting, but it cannot be that then because MMC Zwane was not present, then presentations could not proceed because all senior officials were available in that particular meeting to give sufficient responses with all the information that was required.
26 minutes past 7 on Rise FM in 60 minutes. I am in conversation with the Governor Big Executive Mayor, Ubab Hlanganipho Zuma. Bab Zuma, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask this last question. Now, what is the municipality's constituency plan? You know, there has to be a plan and a way forward in this.
Firstly, I must indicate that after the meeting we had with Rainwater today, we were assured that there will be a significant improvement in terms of the levels of our reservoirs, so as we can be able to give various communities water through the pipe infrastructure that we have. Secondly, to the areas that are still going to be without water tomorrow, as I had said, that we are only dealing with the issue of control of the available resource that has already been made available. Once we have fixed that element of the control, I think everybody will have access to even those trucks or tankers that will be available by the municipality.
Executive Mayor, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.